It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is working with tech companies on an app that can track exposure to COVID-19. When someone is diagnosed with the infection, they enter a code in the app. Anyone they had been close to who also has the app will receive a notification that they were exposed. State officials say individuals' information will be protected and inaccessible even to hackers. Sarah Thunberg leads the state's Coronavirus Innovation Response Team.
This is a completely anonymized service that contains no personal health information.
The state hopes to begin rolling out the app by the end of the month. The pandemic had shut down many high school sports in Colorado, but school officials are reconsidering their decision that prevents fall outdoor sports like football from taking place during the pandemic. Governor Polis says he will support the Colorado High School Activities Association if they move to allow sports.
The answer from my perspective is absolutely. If there's schools and districts that are ready to move forward with fall football and can implement that quickly, we want to encourage Chazza to allow for that.
The association says teams that decide to play must comply with state safety guidelines. Some fall sports like cross country and softball have started with major modifications. The wildfire that blew smoke and ash along the Front Range last week has slowed down during this week's snowstorm, but that slowing may be temporary. Paul Brugink with the U.S. Forest Service says the snow is tamping down fire activity, and that lets firefighters assess damage and refocus their efforts.
Even though we have snow on top of the burn area, there's still a lot of combustible fuel underneath that snowpack, and when this melts off, which it will when the sun comes out, there's still going to be some heat there and potential for fire. So this is not out at all.
The Cameron Peak fire has burned more than 100,000 acres, and there's more rain and snow across Colorado today. This is CPR News.